الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
The whole summary of Ramadan is, brothers and sisters, a famous hadith which has been related that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once climbed up the pulpit, the minbar, and he said Ameen 3 times. You know the famous hadith? So they asked him, why do you say Ameen? He said, Jibreel came to me. There were 3 things, but one of the things he said, the angel Jibreel came and said, Man adraka shahra Ramadan falam yughfar lahu fadakhal an-nar fa'ab'adahu Allah. Whoever attained and gained the month of Ramadan and he was not forgiven, he never managed to forgive him, he never managed to allow himself to be forgiven, then this person is severely deprived from the rahmah and mercy of Allah. He's far from Allah. Allah make him go far. Abadahullah. Allah deprive him. Who made this dua? Jibreel. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. That's why the early scholars used to say, مَنْ لَمْ يُغْفَرْ فِي رَمَضَانِ لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فِي مَا سِوَى. If somebody did not manage to make himself forgiven in Ramadan, then it doesn't look likely that he'll ever be able to make himself forgiven. So Ramadan is a time, brothers and sisters, where you can get yourself forgiven from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't take this month, properly, we don't give importance to this month, then there's no other time that we can, get ourselves forgiven, inshallah. So I end with this. I had a small section, the ahkam of Eid al-Fitr. Like, there's not much detail. It's written there, the sunnah of, we have sunnahs, we have sadaqat al-Fitr, which you need to pay, which is exactly like the fidya, the amount. And salat al-Eid, you know how to do that, how to pray and things like that, and the fasting of 6 days. But Eid, inshallah, some other time, we end with this. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah wa astaghfirullah wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.